From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. At least three people died in a car bombing today in the Iraqi city of Najaf. More than 50 others were injured in the attacks. The bombing comes a day before a national election, the second vote since the fall of Saddam Hussein. In Chile, the search intensified for bodies of those who lost their lives in tsunamis triggered by last week's huge earthquake. NPR's Juan Ferraro reports from Constitución, Chile.
A search plane crisscrossed the coast looking for bodies, and firefighter Jose Peralta searched on the ground. He says the focus is on the beach, awaiting the sea to bring back bodies it took with its giant waves. Those waves, touched off by an 8.8 magnitude quake, washed away whole villages like this town southwest of the capital. Among those searching was Pablo Palma, who lost a niece and nephew. They'd been camping on an island just offshore. When the waves came, he says, they were trapped. Here, 86 bodies have been positively identified, but there are more, officials say. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Constitución, Chile.
The people of Iceland go to the polls today. They'll vote on a deal to compensate Britain and the Netherlands, which paid $5 billion to savers after the collapse of the internet bank IceSave in 2008. The BBC's Johnny Diamond has this report.
Rarely can there have been a stranger referendum than this. Everyone here acknowledges that the deal that Icelanders are being asked to vote on has been superseded in negotiations between Britain, Iceland and the Netherlands over the past 2 months. So the current offer to Iceland is better than the one that's on today's ballot papers. The government would have liked to have scrapped the referendum. The Prime Minister has already said that she won't vote.
The BBC's Johnny Diamond reporting from Reykjavik, Iceland. The primary election battle among Republicans to become nominee for governor is over in Illinois, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For Republicans, the race for governor in Illinois was too close to call on election night a month ago. Instead, it took 30 more days for a resolution. Official results released by the State Board of Elections show that Illinois State Senator Bill Brady is the party's official nominee. He bested his Senate colleague, Kirk Dillard, who is now conceded, by 193 votes. That amounted to 0.25% of all votes cast in the Republican race. Since there will be no recount, Brady will face Democrat and incumbent Illinois Governor Pat Quinn in the fall. Quinn has been in office for a year after replacing former Governor Rob Blagojevich, who was ousted from office after he was accused of trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat once held by President Obama. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The family of the man who fired on two Pentagon police officers Thursday night has issued an apology. The parents of John Bedell say their son had mental illness. Federal investigators are looking into Bedell's internet writings. A friend of the Bedell family says they had tried to get him into treatment many times and even warned authorities they feared he had bought a gun. The U.S. Transportation Department is investigating a bus crash outside Phoenix yesterday morning that left six people dead. The bus operator was not authorized to carry passengers across state lines. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The large silver, red, and blue coach was headed from Zacatecas, Mexico to Los Angeles via El Paso and Phoenix on U.S. Interstate 10 when it rear-ended a pickup truck, crossed the median, and rolled several times. Six people were ejected and killed. 11 others were taken by ambulance and helicopter to the hospital for injuries ranging from brain and lung trauma to broken spinal cords. The bus company, Tierra Santa Incorporated, was denied permission from the U.S. Transportation Department to carry passengers between states. And U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said the government will take every action at its disposal to keep companies like this one off the road. The accident closed the westbound lanes of Interstate 10 for several hours as the debris was cleared. The Transportation Department is investigating. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The Associated Press reports the Afghan who's been tapped to run the local government in the town of Marja appears to have a criminal record. The AP reports Abdul Zahir served prison time in Germany for a stabbing. Zahir spoke to the AP and insists he committed no crime. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.